The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Christmas. A time for family, friends, the Yuletide, gay. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, our last show before the birth of our Savior's celebration.
Greetings.
And it's time to mention that this is also an all-caller show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
You can call right now. We have some people that are already standing by, but we want to get a lot more people in the queue from around the world. The number to call is 718-506-1625. We will be getting to your calls shortly, but because this is a specialty show,
it is.
This is very rare for me to bring my progeny on the program. Both of them fresh out of the juvenile detention center for Christmas.
How many days after they
get? They get just 2.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll one day with me, one day with their mom, and then it's back into juvie.
Back to the pen.
Yeah. I'm proud as a father that daughters both, inside of about a minute and a half, can pretty much hotwire any car that's made, even the late models.
Wow, do you think this? Can we use them to get? Can we use them to get Oscar's car back to D.C.?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, there's only one vehicle outside this home right now.
So we are joined by my 2 high school students, ladies and gentlemen.
How did that
happen? Catherine and Elizabeth. Hello, ladies.
Welcome, ladies.
And this is the opening.
It's a star-studded affair.
It is wonderful. I want to say this. I don't put my kids on the radio that often. I've had them on the phone occasionally. But I just don't do that. I'm not Kathy Lee, and I didn't do that while they were growing up.
I am.
You've exploited your children far more than I have, Rob.
Yes,
over the
but
years.
They beg and beg, and I still say you must do it.
I know, but I will tell you this: I have I almost get emotional because I have the 2 most beautiful daughters in the whole wide world, and I love them more than anything in the world.
It's amazing.
I have special children. I'm so delighted with my daughters. There's not a day goes by that I don't feel like that.
Do you have a sound effect for 4 simultaneous eyes rolling? Because that's what I saw.
I'm sorry.
And I'm not saying that we rolled our eyes. Your daughters rolled these 4 eyes.
Do you think they feel the same way about you?
I have no idea how they feel.
Let's not ask them.
They love you.
Don't ask.
Of course we love you.
Oh, thank you, Will.
I love you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
If I were you.
That's the right answer,
ladies. Let's go ahead and stop tape now.
Oh, my God.
They've learned so much.
Daddy's crying now. Daddy is losing it.
They've learned so much in juvie.
And of course they love you because you let them watch R-rated entertainment like the Road Trip DVD last night.
As a parent, and I really think it's important. First of all, I apologize for not being an A-list parent.
Uh-huh.
And
nonsense.
Letting my daughters watch the Road Trip 2011 DVD.
The proof is in the pudding. Look at what great kids these are. You've done a great job.
Mike, you're talking to a man that lets his son play a game that's all about murder and war.
That's right.
And he's like 11. Yeah. Come on.
And Mike, you're talking to a guy that can't make a relationship work. So don't look at us.
You know what? Last night we sat there and I watched with my 2 daughters. Fast forwarded through the really raunchy parts where we're talking really dirty.
Yeah.
But they heard that it was awkward. They heard some nasty stuff.
Yeah.
From
like,
Rob.
They heard everything bad.
Well, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Rob says a lot of dirty stuff, and I say a lot of dirty stuff.
You know what? And it's not like putting us together is going to make it any better, because we bring out the worst in each other.
I know. Catherine, I'll start with you. Because I didn't ask you after. I know you were tired because you worked last night. Tell me, I mean, how did it, was it weird? Was it a weird thing watching that DVD with me?
There were parts that were weird and there were parts that were funny.
Yeah, you guys kind of liked it, though,
right? And
there
was parts that were weird and funny.
That's how we're selling
an answer. Yeah. Weird and funny.
Did you like it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I did. It was really funny. It was awkward.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. You both mentioned...
It was for me, too.
You mentioned awkward and funny. Which was your funniest part and which was the part that you found the most awkward?
Oh, that's great. The part those are
great questions.
I think the funniest part was the karaoke. Yeah. Just because.
Oh my God! Yeah. You saw that.
Yeah. Did you like when
you can sing, Oscar?
Yeah, you can.
No, he can't.
Did you like when Mr. Santana? Did you enjoy when Mr. Santana rolled up his sleeve?
Yeah.
It was fun.
I also liked the part where you went in bed with Oscar too.
Oh yes,
Oscar liked that part too. Yes. In real life, he liked it.
Well, we were just taking a nap.
There's nothing gay about that.
No, I think if you monitor the DVD, if you fast forward at the right times, you can watch it with a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and you can also watch it in 14 minutes because that's all you're allowed to show.
That is all. So, ladies, it is great to have you here. You know, I love you. I'm looking forward to our Christmas morning.
They
is
didn't
be,
say the most awkward part.
What's the most awkward part?
I don't know. It was just
the language, I would assume, right? Some of the things that are said.
Not
right?
Language, but just dirtiness.
Dirtiness, dirtiness.
That wouldn't be awkward with anyone else, just you.
Right.
The filth.
Like dad.
Oh, the right. filth, dad. Mike. The dirtiness.
The filth.
Oh, you and your filthy dirtiness.
That's so cute.
So we're going to have our Christmas tomorrow morning on Christmas Eve.
Wonderful.
And then they go back to their mom's house. And, you know, the thing is, I'm very curious to know any Christmas messages you girls would like to send out to the listening audience. This is your opportunity, Catherine.
Hi, Mom.
Elizabeth, anybody?
Merry Christmas
to everybody.
Very nice.
And a Happy New Year.
Now, Elizabeth, you...
Nothing about Amazon.com?
Elizabeth, you more than Catherine, I think, you hear more about your father being on the radio. Like, when I was on the radio, like, the bus drivers and stuff used to listen and stuff like that? Is that true?
I think so. I'm not sure.
That was
Thanks.
Me.
I know a lot of my teachers listen to you.
That was
really?
Me. That was me. Thanks for forgetting.
What, your bus driver listen?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We both
that.
Travel a lot by bus, Mike. Greyhound.
And we will be more in the future.
I didn't know that. Well, go ahead, gentlemen. They're my daughters. I know everything about them.
I'll give the floor to Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right. What do you think is the greatest thing that you have to look forward to with the Mike O'Mara Christmas that you're going to experience tomorrow morning?
What a terrible question that was. That is a terrible question.
No, I know every family has traditions. Is there any traditional thing that happens when you have Christmas with your pop that you look forward to? Is that better?
Whatever. I'm just sitting over here hoping this segment goes well.
Do you remember which one rides the bus, Mike?
They both. First of all, Catherine now has
they
her.
They go to school together.
They go because Catherine has her license. Yes. And
okay.
They drive in the old Yukon, and which is great because I love them being in a tank like that.
Sure.
Because it's totally safe. And now, Catherine, you drive your sister to school every morning, right?
Yep.
And there was a little bit of a dispute about the arrival time. They leave for school at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And they try to get there by third period.
And there's a little dispute as to whether Elizabeth's there at 7:01 or 6:59.
It's a big difference. It's between 7 o'clock and 7:02, the light leading into the school is like 10 feet long.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
More than that, I guess. But
mm-hmm. No, but it takes a little longer if you get there later, is
right.
What you're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. By 2 minutes, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So.
Well, your father's super punctual as well. He
as a rule, Catherine, are you more punctual than your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Elizabeth?
Yep.
And she's okay with that, too.
But
do you guys, can I ask
go
you
ahead,
a question,
yeah. Oh, God, okay. Yes.
Right. Oh, boy.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
He'll behave.
Do you ever, and I know that clearly it's your father, but do you ever realize how famous your father actually is? It's pretty cool.
I guess. I mean, he's our dad, so it's not really.
But he's, like, super famous.
But, yeah, when he gets, like, recognized from different people, it's kind of cool.
It's nice.
Cool. Like,
yeah.
Especially when my friends point him out. They're like, oh, your dad's Mike O'Mara.
And you know, for me, that's the coolest, too. When I'm with her, like, I went to, was it your cello concert or Catherine's play?
Concert.
I forgot which one.
Arch.
It was the cello. It was the cello concert.
Didn't you take a bus there?
No, but a kid comes up, and I see out of the corner of my eye, I see Elizabeth saying something like, Yeah, that's him. Yeah. And the kid comes over and wants to shake my hand, and then he whispers in his dad's ear, and the dad's reaction, I swear to God, is just like this. The dad goes, yeah. Hi, Mike.
With great pride.
Yeah, that was great. That's tremendous awesome. Pride. Well, girls, I look forward to spending Christmas Eve morning with you. We're going to have another great little Christmas, and it's really nice to see that the tradition has finally begun, where now we are the coming of age. You're actually bringing gifts for me into the house now.
It's about really time, nice. I think. Yeah.
Any parting words, Catherine? Anything you would like to say to the vast listening audience around the world right now?
Merry Christmas.
Wow, that's
happy holidays.
Dripping with sarcasm.
Happy holidays. All right. Get the hell out of here. Thank
Goodbye.
You very much. Thank you, my loves.
Thank you, ladies.
I love you. They're the greatest kids in the world. And look, they've grown. Look, this is, I don't want to claim total success yet. There's still a chance they could go to prison.
Oh, sure.
But I think so far, look at this, pretty successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
14 and 16, and they're still in my house, and they're smiling at me.
I would say there's a chance of prison, but white-collar crime, Mike, and I think that speaks well of the parents.
Don't underestimate.
You did great, girls.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And we will start with your phone calls and lots more fun on the show coming up right after this.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry! Merry! Yay! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, George! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Show brought to you today by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Still your last-minute gift headquarters. Send a gift certificate by email or give them a movie or music download. It's not too late to cover your mistakes.
Hey, thank you.
You're saving money and supporting the show when you do your last-minute shopping at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And we are delighted to bring you the all-caller show today. Not
Yay.
All callers, but we're going to take
Mostly
a lot of your phone
callers.
Calls. And without further ado, let's try one right now.
Pick up the phone, Mike.
We're having a little technical issue.
Don't pick up the phone,
a quick
Mike.
Speed bump. You know what wasn't a speed bump? Your daughters.
That's right.
Thank you.
They were
wonderful.
Lovely, Mike.
Mark
really are.
And RJ, here's what engineers and people that are not professional broadcasters, they don't verbalize. I need an explanation as to what we're doing. Just tell me what we're up to, and I'll be able to figure out what's going on as we started the show already.
We just have a Skype is not connecting, but we are making it work right now.
Okay.
It appears you're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Does everybody I have on hold, will I still be able to get to them? Because I'd like to go to the guy in Bahrain.
Yes.
Who's been waiting for 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Almost
which is probably pretty expensive in Bahrain.
We got an inch and a half of Bahrain last night.
Let's go and say hello to Chris in Bahrain. Are you there?
Yes, Mike, I'm here. It really is not costing me anything. I'm on Magic Jack.
Oh, Magic Jack. Good for you. That sounds like something you plug into your outlet and makes the whole house an
antenna.
Sounds
like someone that Buzz buys product from.
Yes.
Chris, what a delight. I'll turn it right over to you and say hello to whoever you want to say hello to. Take it away, Chris, because you're all the way over there. You're the furthest away right now. Take it away, my friend.
Well, I'll say hi to my fan, my wife Trish, and my kids. They're back in Jacksonville, Florida. And I called you guys back in, I think it was when you did one of the first call-in shows, had a lot more delay on the Skype, and I think we had a conversation about beer rations over here.
And what is the time
I remember that.
And the weather conditions in Bahrain right now, my friend?
Well, it's 7 p.m. at night, and it was a nice sunny 75 degrees So that was pretty easy because back in August time frame, it averages about 125 during the day.
And Chris, when are you going to be able to get back home?
I'm going to leave here in mid-January. I get to go to a conference in the Pentagon there in D.C., and then I'll get some time home with the family.
Oh, good for
That's
you.
Awesome.
Well, have a wonderful holiday. We went to you first because you're the furthest away.
Very cool. Thanks.
Merry Happy Christmas holidays. To you, and thanks so much for calling in, Chris. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for what you guys do. And I've ordered my road trip 2011. I hope it should be here any day.
Wow.
All the way in Bahrain. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate that.
I hope we got extra money for shipping.
Oh, I put them on hold.
They'll stop it at the border.
Hey, Mark, roll in here and show me how to hang up on him because I think I put him on hold.
So he's been in Bahrain for months and months and months, and he's flying back to Alexandria. Do you think he's going to want to head back to Bahrain?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, really, when he sees the traffic, he's going to say, oh, man, you know, 125, but it was a dry heat.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I will definitely take that for all that.
All right, let's take another one right now, and we're going to go to Jewett, Texas, and say.
Then Mark really should be in here.
Ed, it's taken a little while to get these guys on.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
Ed in Jewett, Texas, are you there, my friend? No, we'll try that again. I think we lost Ed. Let's try another one here. Adam in Fort Lauderdale. Is this Adam Shirok with the low voice?
No, it's Adam Sternberg with a higher voice.
Hi, Adam Sternberg.
Oh, are you sure Adam's not calling from Jewett?
Hi, Adam. You know, once again, as we do these caller shows, it makes me realize we've just got like 40 really diehard people that listen to the show. And, you know, but the sales of the DVD would dispute that. But, I mean, it seems to me.
There are great 40 people.
Yeah, yes. I mean, most of the people that bought the CD, the DVD, Mike, are very blasé.
Adam, how are you down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida? And what's the weather like down there?
Yeah.
Warmer than Bahrain. It's 79 right now.
Oh, wow. 79. And happy Hanukkah, great. Adam Sternberg.
And thank you, and Merry Christmas, and happy Hanukkah to all of you, and happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you very much, Adam. We appreciate the call, and you have a great holiday, okay, my friend?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thanks for everything, Adam.
Careful lighting those candles.
I give a testicle to live in Florida. I'm not going to lie.
You come down.
You know what? It's much easier than that.
Let's all just go.
Let's go to Daphne, Alabama. Daphne, Alabama, and say hi to Wenda. Wenda, how are you, my dear?
It's Linda.
Oh.
It's Linda. Well, you know, yes, I'm wonderful. How are you guys? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
We're doing great, Linda, and I like Wenda. You should think about changing your name.
I like the name Daphne. I think you should change your name to that.
Where is Daphne, Alabama, Linda?
Well, it's on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay, and we're nested right between Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, and you've got that.
That's a great area.
And Linda's got slight southern accent, which turns me on a little bit.
Get a hold of yourself.
What are you doing for the holiday, Linda?
I work on it. I am staying home with the fam. Like, my girls are coming to see me, and I'm giving my daughter her first car for Christmas. I hope she's not listening.
Oh, I hope she's not listening. Is it used
spoiler
or new?
Alert. Can you delay?
We'll edit that out.
Is it used or new, sweetie?
Pardon me? Oh, it's used.
Oh,
barely.
Previously on.
A couple of years. In fact, I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to give her the old Yukon, like you just said. Catherine's driving. That crossed my mind because I'm driving that. I thought, you know, hers is way newer than mine. I think I'll just
You know what? POS.
I can say you're a mom, and in this recessionary time, I think you keep the newer one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You give. I have
you
your.
Know, I'm really.
Go ahead.
I'm really all about that. She doesn't know she's getting one at all, so she'll never know.
Absolutely.
She'll never know it was going to be hers.
Right. And now the main question.
She was
question.
Born about the same time Catherine was. She's her age, and she had her when I was listening to you with Don and Mike.
You know what? We give you our blessing. Yeah. Take the newer car for yourself. Linda, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. You never asked who she looked like that was famous.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
We were kind of wondering
about that.
I'm thinking perhaps the wife, January Jones.
Let's go to Danny. Yeah. Is this Stockton, California?
That's it, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Danny. How are you? Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to the TMOS gang.
It's great to hear your voice. And how are things out in California?
It's cold.
That's good.
Probably not as cold as over there.
Well, no, I think it's colder
it's
there
very early,
than it is here.
That's
true. It's very, very early in California.
Is the sun up yet?
Danny, Merry Christmas. Got a lot of calls. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
You guys rock, and that's still for Tim.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Hey, Tim can S-A-D.
You know, I'm getting... Okay, I'm trying to hang up on that call.
I think, Mike, on that program, as I recall, that when you take a call...
Mark!
I think when you take the next call, it disconnects
it just
the previous.
Call.
All right.
Scroll to the bottom of your friends.
Yeah.
No. That's wrong.
All right, we're going overseas again, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. I'm going to wait for this to this guy's been on hold for 7 minutes and 25 seconds.
Wow.
This is not. No, I hung up on him. This is killing me, guys. It's not working.
Where was he going to be from?
He was going to be from the Czech Republic.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Let's go to Switzerland. Lloyd from Prague in the Czech Republic. Please call back again. I apologize. We tried to get you on here. We're going to go to Switzerland right now. Is this Fish?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Fish, how you doing? How are things? Whereabouts in Switzerland are you, my friend?
I'm in Basel. I talked to you guys last year when you guys first started doing this.
Of course you did, because it's always great. So what are you doing in Switzerland for the holiday?
Actually, I'm closing things down at the office, and then I'm going to take a train up to Frankfurt tomorrow morning and hang out with the in-laws. And then we're going to, after I deal with that drama, we're gonna head over to Istanbul for New Year's.
Istanbul,
not Constantinople.
Not Constantinople.
No.
So you're covering a lot of ground on this Christmas holiday.
Well, yeah. I mean, it, around here it's actually relatively cheap and easy just to pop around from city to city. So, it's easy to get like $100-$150 flight just over to another big city like Istanbul or Madrid or something like that.
Well, thank you for your support.
It's like taking a train.
And we appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks so much. We got to
Merry
take
Christmas.
A lot of calls.
And
Merry
also,
Christmas.
I am a member, and I got the I ordered the DVD too. So happy holidays to all you guys.
Oh, God bless
thank you,
Fish.
Man.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas in Switzerland.
Merry
Christmas, my friend.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes,
I am. I'm moving to Santa Monica next month, and I will be ordering all of my new American appliances through Amazon.com.
Yeah, the others won't work on our current.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Fish. Let's go on to Amy in Belfast. Amy, you are on the radio. This is the Amy we talked to the last time, right? Is this hot, Amy?
Yes, it is.
Right. Yay.
That's good stuff. How are you, Amy?
I'm brilliant. How are you guys?
Oh, brilliant. Right. I love the
Irishman
speaking. That's good. How how's the weather over in Belfast today?
It's pretty cold and it's been pretty windy and stuff over here, but I mean, you know, it's to be expected. We never have good weather anyway.
Are you still happily married, darling?
Yes, I am indeed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So would you say you're as happy or maybe a little less happy than the last time we spoke?
I would say probably about the same. That's good, right?
Yeah, that's great.
How are you celebrating Christmas in Belfast?
Well, basically, my mom she just got a new kitchen installed. She must be crazy, but she remodeled her kitchen and her bathroom in the last couple of weeks, so they've just got finished. So we're going over to her house. She lives about 5 minutes around the corner. We'll be going over to her house.
Your daughters are in the home.
With her. But we did Thanksgiving over here as well, so
that's
fun.
Beautiful.
Sounds nice.
Let's talk about more about you and what you're wearing.
I'm in my pajamas right now. Actually.
Oh, no. I'm going to go ahead and I'll speak for Mike. What Mike is picturing you in is a sexy leprechaun outfit.
Amy, we're going to take some more calls. God bless you and have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
Yeah, you guys do have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Thank you very much. Christmas. We appreciate that. Let's move on down the line here. Oop, lost that one. We're having some real trouble with our software. I think we've got Susie Q in Washington, Washington State. Susie Q, are you on the line?
Washington, D.C. Yes,
oh, Washington,
I am, guys.
D.C.
Love you all.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for calling in. How are you this morning?
I am doing just great, and you guys all look wonderful.
We really do.
You're kind of
we'll wave at you. We'll wave at you on the Ustream. Anybody you'd like
to
say?
I'm waving back at you.
Anybody you'd like to say Merry Christmas to there, Susie?
Really, you guys, because you've made my year very wonderful, and I just enjoy this show. You can't imagine how much you guys mean to me. You really do.
Oh, that is sweet. God bless you. And
just made my day.
We love to do the all-caller show, especially I couldn't think of a better way to do it than the last show before the Christmas holiday. Right. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, okay, Susie?
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Let's move on to a special mystery guest who's on the line right now.
Mystery guest,
we go to California. Hello, who's this?
I think I might be the mystery guest. This is Cappy Pfeiffer.
Yes, she is.
Hey, you're calling your studio, you know.
Yeah, you're calling your studio. I can't believe. Hi, Cappy. How are you?
I'm calling from the Michael Mara living room in California.
West Coast brand.
Great.
Well, it's great to have you on a call-in show. And are you going to be doing any horseback riding today?
Yes, it's 27 degrees, so I might wait until it warms up a little bit. But
that's
I will
the
be
weird thing. Is
my horse
in Northern California, and I got a couple of people on Facebook that said to me, actually colder yesterday in Northern Cal, in NorCal, than it was here in D.C.
It's like 58 outside right now.
Very, very strange. Yeah. Very so. Cappy, we don't get a chance to really have your voice on the show that you know on the phone very often, but on behalf of everybody here at the show, thank you for all of your wonderful support for us, and you know we love you and we really appreciate it.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. It's just Merry, Merry Christmas. I love you guys to death, and you're just the most wonderful people in the world, and I love your show, and I just want you all to have a very, very Merry, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Cappy.
So much, Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye, Kathy. We'll talk to you soon.
Merry Crimble.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's move on to another Sacramento call. This is Craig in Sacramento, California. Craig, you're on the radio. Hello.
Merry Crimble, boys. How's it going?
Merry Crimble to you, sir.
Happy Rudolph.
It's really cold here in Northern California. I drove from the Stockton area up north to work. It was 33 degrees.
Man, it's weird that they're having that. We're talking about the weather. I know.
Nearly
it's getting
freezing.
Crazy.
Maybe you should find Cappy and Snugabug.
Craig, anybody
good
you want to say?
Oscar, good idea.
Anybody you want to say hello to before? We got to take a lot of calls here, my friend.
Yeah. Merry Crimble to Neckbone and my friend Jenny Culp. They listened to your podcast and have followed you through the different incarnations of the show. And Merry Crimble to my unborn baby boy in 2 months from today.
Hey, congratulations, Pop.
Thanks for the call, Craig. And I like Neckbone. That's a good nickname.
Let's great go for making
Neckbone,
soup.
Baby.
Let's go to Aaron in Spotsylvania. Aaron, you're on. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're doing a little show here. Go ahead, Aaron.
I just want to wish you guys all a Merry Christmas and let you know that the DVD was freaking awesome. I've watched it 3 times.
Wow.
And I'll be quick on this. I just want to let you know that... Oscar, it's a pleasure watching you get drunk.
Thank you.
But I just want to, I'll go ahead and let you guys go because I know you got plenty of calls. Merry Christmas and S&T, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate it. We'll take one more and then we have to take a break. Matt from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hello, or is it Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Where are you, Matt?
It's Lancaster. I think Zoolander messed that up a little bit.
we've learned that Zoolander isn't the best speller.
No, I've gotten it.
That's great.
What he typed was Lancaster.
He did say, he said, is that Lancaster? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Matt, anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go?
Well, to you guys quick, but I just want to say hi to all the people in my grocery store because they see me walking around with a big grin on my face or bursting out laughter because I listened to your show. And one time I walked around a corner, I bursted out in laughter at something one of you had said, and there was a lady who had fallen, and everybody just stared at me like, cause I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, God.
They're staring at me like I'm a huge jerk, so sorry.
Thank you very much, that's Matt. Great. Have a Merry Christmas in Lancaster, my friend.
You.
There he goes, and we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I've got a little gift that I want to share for my mates here.
Nice.
You can continue to call us at 718-506-1625. Let's get some more of those international calls going if you can. We'll take more of your phone calls and a little segment of poetry coming up right after this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Max and Monty singing.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop.
The best.
The holidays are coming and wine is a great gift for everyone on your list. This season, stop by Oakton Wine Shop and pick up a gift certificate or a holiday gift basket. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton.
That's my favorite part of the song. I'm sorry.
Somebody stepped on a duck. They've got 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés.
Listen, if you're going to somebody's house for the holidays, don't walk in empty-handed. Pick up something at Oakton Wine Shop and take them and impress them.
You can spend $8 there and look like you spent 50.
That's 703-255-5425 or hit their ad on our website.
Yeah.
Before we get to the poetry, I know Adam has been waiting patiently. He was on the show yesterday. This is Adam with the deep voice in California, right?
Yes, it is. Adam,
you're a true fan of the show. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great, but you know what? I get that a lot on Xbox Live.
Yeah, well, you were on yesterday, so we're hanging up on you. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
See you online.
Ed, now when I move on to the next one, does that automatically cut off the last one?
I would probably hang up just in case.
All right, I'm going to hang up on him. There we go.
Otherwise, we'll have 40 people on the air.
That's right.
And we tried Ed in Jewett, Texas.
I'm here.
Ed, are you there? Oh, good. We got you, Ed. All right, you were actually the first guy to call in, one of the first guys. Uh-huh. How are you, my friend?
Good day to ye, and a happy holidays to all of you. I called in earlier, and Skype failed me as usual.
Yeah, it's a little tough with the technology, but we're trying to do the very best we can here. How are you doing?
Absolutely. Well, I called from Skype, so it's double fail.
And, guaranteed to crash.
Well, thank you very much. And anybody you'd like to say hello to down in Jewett, Texas?
I want to say how did y'all first, Mosker, Santana, and Buzz, and of course, Mike. I'm enjoying your hat there. I'm born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, so we're going to go to the Saints as well.
A lot of people are actually watching
this. Anyone else on the show you wanted to say hi to?
It's okay. Just
y'all on the show, not anybody else.
I know, Jewett, but while you're being specific, I know you named some of the people in the room.
Thanks for calling, Ed.
And then
we'll
you kind of trailed.
I'm not a big Rob fan.
Me neither.
That's just as plain as it gets. But you know what? I'm not a big Rob fan.
Somehow Merry I like Christmas. That better than being ignored. I just like the attention. Awesome. Merry Christmas, Jewett.
Thanks a lot. Oh, we lost Ed. Goodbye, I had to hang up on him after that. Yeah.
That's sad, right?
Let's go to Pensacola, Florida. Let's get that call on the air right now. Jeff in Pensacola, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are things in Pensacola, buddy?
Well, believe it or not, it's colder here than there. It's 54 right now.
Is someone making a chart so I know where the weather is all across America?
Can anybody tell me what the frig is wrong with Washington, D.C., where we're experiencing it? I went out last night in that warm rain that we had, and I was ready to puke.
Just like summer.
And I went into the dollar store, which they should rename the peso store, I have never seen a more pawed-over store in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't find a decent sombrero?
Oh, my God. No, but I certainly almost ran over like 60 kids.
This chalupa looks
maniacally
touched.
Running up and down the aisles with no parenting.
Unattended?
No appreciable parenting whatsoever.
Kids. I say put them to work.
Yeah, now bring a little hate into this Christmas. I'm sorry, Jeff. We're talking to you down in Pensacola. Are you in the military down there?
No, sir. I've just been listening to your all show since 1997. Picked it up on a little station out of Mobile.
Oh, that's great. Well, we are delighted.
Humbled and honored to be speaking to you guys.
Well, you know what? We love to do the thing word of mouth. So spread the word to everybody in 2012. We want to grow the show bigger and better. And so share that with all your friends and let everybody know that we are alive and well and kicking on the internet, okay?
I certainly will, and I am a huge Rob Spiewak fan.
Oh, see, that's nice to hear.
Balance.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank
you, appreciate
buddy.
That.
Plant. Why don't you come over for dinner tomorrow?
Let's go to Idaho.
Anybody can come.
If this comes up. No, we lost Idaho, unfortunately. But I bet we get California.
Is Buzz going?
California comes right on. Northern California, no waiting.
Silicon Valley, baby.
You know what? I reach down to hit the button for California, and the call comes on. Yes. You know, that's the way it goes. Right. Let's take another call. Leo in Orange County. Hello.
Hi, am I calling number 10 for the Justin Bieber ticket?
Yes. Congratulations. Yeah.
We'll get him right out to you. Actually, that's a very entertaining. Now, you didn't like that, Rob.
No, because you
know
why?
I thought he was entertaining.
Yeah. He started planning that way long ago. No. And he said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to call in.
No.
It's still my favorite part of the country.
Leo, Rob's not giving you any love.
It's all right. It's not coming from this end either.
Have fun in Northern California.
Leo, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And the reason I'm hanging up, because I'm cutting, if people are winning like that,
that's
I'm cutting them off.
Remember, they're 45 fantastic. Minutes from everything, including, you know, being a good person.
All right. Let's go to Round Rock, Texas.
Wow.
I love these Texas names. Sean in Round Rock, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing, Ron? Go ahead.
Well, I'm great. I am actually sitting in the parking lot of my Costco holding on, and unfortunately I don't have a Sunny to go listen to in there, but every time I walk through the Costco, I think about her.
Sure. Oh, that's good stuff, Sean. We appreciate that, and thanks so much for calling from Round Rock. Anybody else you want to say hello to before we let you go?
I just want to say I love you guys. I have been listening for a long time. I'm a big fan of all of you, not just one, but all. You guys have shared a lot with us over the years, and I feel like when every time I listen to you that I'm sitting in the room with you and a bunch of my friends just laughing and telling jokes and cutting up, and we all appreciate it. We really love you guys.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank
appreciate
you so
the
much.
Call.
Yummy.
All right. Now, we're going to let some of these calls. Let me try Todd again. I think we lost Todd.
Todd Moore?
Let me see. Todd.
I can help you if you
want. He's in Cary's. He's my house, I think.
Mike, you want me to try it? Because I can do it from here, too.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we get Todd in Idaho. You getting Todd?
Yep.
Hey, Todd, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I lost you before. Now we've got you. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're just fine, thank you.
We're great.
Hey, hey,
anybody you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to Bud, because I know he'll be listening to this show.
Oh, nice.
Bud?
That's a marijuana joke,
who,
no doubt.
Who do you hate the most on this program?
Yeah, rank. Can you rank the four principals?
That's a great idea.
There are five
principals.
Well,
I'd put Mike number one.
RJ, thanks you for including.
Rob number three and Buzz number four.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Thank you for the call, Todd.
Buzz is too happy.
Guess
we
that
appreciate
puts me on
that.
Five.
Let's go to Packer Country, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and say hi to Rob in Green Bay with two B's. Rob, is that the way you spell it?
No, I'm just a douchebag with one B.
Well, you hang in there, son. One of these days we'll get you a second B.
God.
Thanks. I'm hoping for one for Christmas.
Oh, that's wonderful. And excited about your incredible football team this year?
I am. I'm just hoping they don't screw things up on Christmas like they did this past weekend against the Chiefs.
I feel the same way about my Giants on Christmas Eve. We'll see what happens. But, Rob, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Anybody you want to say hello to?
And will you rank the four principals on the show?
No, stop that. Nobody. We're not going to have everybody do that.
I just wanted to say hi to my wife and my kid, and I hope that my wife, even though she's in her douchebag 30s, gets me that DVD for Christmas.
Nice.
And, No, I love all you guys. The only guy I don't like would have to be Jabari.
Oh! Wow.
Well,
it's always nice when you get a curveball.
Some Christmas cheer. Thank you for the call. Daniel in Sacramento, California. Daniel, you're on the show. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys. I woke up early, especially just to call in.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Merry Christmas
to
you.
Stay warm, man.
Right back at you. Let's go to Tony in Dallas, Texas. Tony in Dallas, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tony. What can we do for you?
How's it going, fellas? I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody in the room.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Including RJ.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Very good. We appreciate RJ. And,
Thank you
very
much.
Since we're ranking the show, do you have a favorite participant in the program, sir?
You just said we weren't going to do that.
I feel like doing it.
I think it's a great gig.
Tony, who's your
I will go ahead and say Mr. Rob's.
There he got it. He finally got his number one.
Oh,
what a shame he got cut off. Sorry about that. We're gonna try.
I'm sure he's headed to a Mensa meeting.
We're gonna try the Czech Republic again.
A lot of calls from Texas.
We're going to Lloyd in the Czech Republic. Hi, Lloyd.
Wow.
Is it your dad, Mark?
Hey, guys.
No,
Lloyd. I will tell you this. Are you in Prague, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Is it true what they say? Because I have heard really that in any city in the world,
yes,
that the women in Prague are the hottest in the world. Is that would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's kind of bad when you have to ride around in public transport all the time, and you just sort of you feel like you're in some sort of music video.
That's so true.
That is bad.
I have heard that is not exaggerated in Prague at all. And how long have you been over there, Lloyd?
3 years.
Three years, and
you're never coming back, are you?
Are you coming back home?
Not soon.
No, this is the longest music video I've ever seen.
Well, Lloyd, when we take the international calls from places like Bahrain and the Czech Republic, we always like to give you a chance to say hello to anybody you want to say hello to stateside. So take it away.
I'll say hi to my parents and my three sisters and anybody else I know that's listening in San Francisco, California.
Very nice.
Have a great holiday, and thank you so much for calling overseas. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Veliko noce.
Hey now.
Take care, Lloyd.
Oh, and I wanted to tell him it was cold in San Francisco, but I didn't get a chance. No.
Hey, let's go to my neck of the woods, Western Massachusetts. Shall we do that? Matt in Western Mass. How are you, Matt?
Awesome, Mike, Buzz, Rob. Love you guys. RJ. Mark.
But I think the question today, Matt, would be who do you
Oscar.
Love the most?
He does not like me.
Who do I love the most?
Yes.
I love Mike the most because he's a Red Sox fan and a Giant Giants fan.
That's right, and he knows. There you go. Very good. That's a nice combination, isn't it?
Anyone like the least?
I had a quick question for Buzz.
Yes, what's your question?
Buzz, since you don't smoke anymore,
right.
How do you partake?
You can eat it.
And you know what? Taking out of context, that sounds like he's insulting the caller.
Thank
right.
you for,
hey, you can eat it.
Thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate that. Let me do this because I'm not going to be able to get a chance to
do
this.
I have poems.
I'm going to do the poems, and then I'll get right back to it. Do we have poetry music for you guys? And the line is still open. 718-506-1625. One more of those international calls. We got Mobile, Alabama, Antique, California, Fairfax, Virginia, Houston, Texas, Charleston, South Carolina, Spokane, and Worcester, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
All online. I'm giving you guys a gift.
That's
on the holiday.
Nice.
I was up early this morning, a little manic with the last day before.
The gift of verse.
The gift of verse for each one of every one of you.
Nice.
People say to me, I used to end the old radio show with a poem every day.
Yes, we miss that.
I don't do that anymore, so I thought I'd cram poems about everybody.
I love
into,
this.
Into,
when you cram.
Nice. I will start out with the number one rated person on the show, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Actually, yeah. Mike, I feel that you are probably the number one rated if we were to break it down. Did you write a poem about yourself?
No, I did not.
Then go ahead to number two.
All right, here we go. Rob, all right, let me tell you about your old buddy Rob.
Oh, boy.
So active online that he's got his own mob. A man of simple pleasures like fruitcake and bowling. He's a fun-loving guy, just stay away from his colon. Rob likes a cocktail each night when he's home, and the hair keeps on growing on that massive dome. He's funny, he's kind, but he can be obtuse. And don't get me started on spousal abuse.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank
very
you. Nice. Thank you. Thank
it's
you
a thing of beauty,
much.
Mike. I love it.
Well done.
Let's move on to Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
It was 1 year ago when we all were quite grateful that the Lord would return our colleague least hateful. Buzz's lungs were working, and finally on their own. Out with the weed, brownies. Don't ever smoke a bone. He's rebounded since. He's peppy and spry. At least when the lotion stays out of his eye. So 2012, it beckons our Buzzy. He'll make the politics game not quite so fuzzy.
I hope so.
And now I realize I should have gotten my glasses for this.
Oh, dear.
And if you happen to see him, say, hey, Buzz, what's shaking? He'll tell you, well, maybe, if you give him some bacon.
Bacon.
On to Oscar. Where the frig are my glasses here? Oh, thank you.
Specs.
Are those yours?
These are mine.
Okay. Let me try RJ's glasses.
They're going to smell like Miami.
What could possibly go?
Jesus Christ. No.
Explains so much.
All right. Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Here's your poem. Our youngest member is a force to behold. 50 new podcasts and not 40 years old. His schedule is frantic, his love life in tatters, but Oscar Santana knows that hardly matters. The work is the thing, says the proud Bolivian, as he sits by himself on top of his Sibian.
Oh, hey, that might be the best rhyme of the
ever.
Year.
Yeah.
Painful.
From Phoenix to Vegas and on to L.A., our Oscar jet setter also knows how to play. What city's next? Well, no one's quite sure, but the one thing is certain, he wants to sleep with Todd Moore.
I'm going out with Todd tonight.
Mark, I haven't left you out either.
Oh, good.
Please let me tell you about our man, Ronick, the businessman, Mark, who, like Buzz, enjoys chronic. Behind the curtain is where most of his work is carried out daily, but he'd rather lurk on mic and on camera, the king of the show. We'd let him if only he'd sound like a pro.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
But that doesn't matter, for Ronick's true skill is weaving ideas on the Menasha Mill. He's had lots of hits and some have gone south, but one thing is certain, his wife's got a great mouth.
Yeah.
Solid.
And the hardest one to write was the last one.
For sure.
Because I really didn't care.
Oh, I understand.
RJ, here we go. And it's just one thing.
Your butler.
Oh, boy.
Inchworm Mr. French, the man known as RJ, works at a speed that is best described as his way. When the show calls, whatever we need, RJ will do it, but at RJ speed. All right, hold on. Let me see here.
Gets
right.
done.
This is, you can tell that I was just at the end here. All right, hold on. All right. Okay.
Big finish.
He'd miss his funeral. He's chronically late.
Yep.
He's such a nice person, but that's what I hate. I've tried to correct it, but nothing I say can change Raymond's thinking. It's just Inchworm's way. The TMOS show will return January 3rd, but someone tell RJ it's December 23rd. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Yay! There they are. Nice poems, the poems, the poems. We're going to blast through these calls, take a break, and then get a little highlight reel for you with the audio vault. Right?
I got enough to do about 80 minutes, so I'll just have to pick the creme de la creme.
Travis, my apologies. This is the way it always works. It ramps up. You've been waiting for almost a half an hour. Travis from Antique, California. Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
And now, is it Antique, A-N-T-E-E-K-E, California? Is that where you're from? It can't be right.
It's actually all wrong. It's Manteca.
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 Good job, Zoo.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Antique,
good
California.
Job. I'd like to play Words with Friends with Eric.
Yes.
Travis, we're going to blast through these real quick. What can we do for you?
Sure. Just real quick, I wanted to say that I'm a new fan of the show. I Ooh. Absolutely love the show. You guys make my workday so much easier. I used to hate Oscar Santana, but now he's one of my favorites.
Hey, I know how you feel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would it be possible if I could ask for a favor?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Could Rob go get me some cheese?
You know what? Since it's Christmas and since you're requesting it,
cheese.
But you know, you're gonna have to ask him again, Travis. So
and
go
also,
ahead.
I need to know what kind of cheese.
Yeah, what kind of cheese,
Colby?
Hey, Rob, do you think that perhaps on this magical season that you can grab me some pepper jack cheese?
Pepper jack cheese, like you'd like put on a cracker?
Yes, sir.
I will be right back.
Look, he's got antlers on his car.
That is good.
Mike,
like
if
that.
You scroll down the call list, we have a favorite. Of the Mike O'Mara show, Katie Powers is on the line.
All right. Oh, well,
wow. Right, hold on just a second. How come I can't see
you
that?
You want me to pull her up?
Katie,
yeah, go ahead.
A high
ahead.
Profile position at a new company.
Yes,
here she
good.
Is, Katie Powers.
Hi, Katie.
Hey.
Hello, boys.
Congratulations.
Hey. Congratulations on your engagement and your new job, which is out of radio. Yeah.
Mostly congratulations. Mostly congratulations on the job.
Yeah. Mm.
How's your fiance doing, Katie?
Oh, he's fabulous.
Let's not talk about him.
Katie, is there anything you hate this holiday season?
Oh God, where to begin? I hate excess.
I hate excess. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the excess of the holidays. You know, as a matter of fact, the commercial with Bette Midler singing, you know, they make jokes about it, but right. that whole thing, I
ugly,
don't like
really.
It.
It's why we're hated worldwide.
You don't like the Bette Midler commercial?
I don't like the Bette Midler commercial.
Here I
wow,
am.
Wow, I thought it would speak to your sort of queenie side.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. So what will you and your man be doing for the holiday, Katie?
We'll be drinking. And I think maybe some family with his family time stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to spend, in my opinion, really spend more time with the wealthy side of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the important thing to do. You ought to kiss their ass, Katie. Yeah, that's
Katie,
a smart
Katie,
strategy.
They can't live forever.
I'll never go home again.
And remember, nothing exceeds like excess.
Katie, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and congratulations on your new gig.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Love
you all.
Bye. Care, that's you. Katie, bye-bye. Our good friend Katie. She'll be back in studio soon. We'd love to get her back in here. Let's go to Buddy in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, what's up, Buddy?
Buddy Scott.
No, not Buddy Scott.
Good morning, guys. How's that doing?
I'm doing great, and everybody's doing great. What can we do for you in Mobile?
Oh, I just wanted to call and wish y'all all a happy new year and a Merry Christmas from down south here. I've been listening to y'all forever.
You know what? You sound like
and
a buddy.
I wanted to give you my number one pick on the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
And that's Frankie.
Frankie.
Frankie the dog for pooping in the studio. Yeah, yeah, you rock, buddy. Thank you very much.
That's one
hey, Mark,
Frankie.
Let me show you what my thingy's
okay,
doing.
Okay, yeah, let me come
every
up.
Oh, my God. What are you
going to
show
every
him?
Call I drop is going to this blue screen.
Ooh, yeah, that's annoying. If that's you want, you could use my computer.
What's that?
If you want to use my computer? Easier.
What, hit what X?
Hold let on.
Hit the X! Duh! Where? Yeah, the one that's not on my screen because
Rob,
you can't find it?
Do you remember the guy that called and said he hated you?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was a good moment.
Mike, do you want to use my computer?
Let me use your computer.
Remember all those times you blacked out this year? That was also cool. You know who my favorite is on the show?
Try to fix it.
Mark. Mark is my favorite.
All right, that's I'm going to really take nice a call. Oh,
everyone else is tied
better.
For second. But
yeah,
Mark is my
Mac,
favorite.
Yes, sirree. All right, very good.
All right.
Oh, my God, now I see them all. All right, I'm going to try
I
to
like
get these.
Mark
everybody
is...
gets like 1 second to say hello.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, cool.
Let's go to Bud in Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Bud.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Bud, real quick, we got 1 second to talk to you. Go ahead, my friend.
I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and looking forward to another year of tomfoolery and hijinks. And if you guys make it out to the West Coast, I invite you over to the Spokane, Washington area.
Thank you so much. Thanks, we appreciate the call.
It's nice
you
to
are
be invited.
A good
Tri-Cities.
Man. Let's go to this is Scott in Victoria, British Columbia. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great. How are things, my Canadian friend?
Doing very, very well. We're getting ready for the invasion. Can't tell you when it's going to be. But,
yeah, you know, he thinks we think he's kidding.
Wish everybody a very, very Christmas, and thanks so much for a fantastic year.
God bless you. Thank you, Scott.
Merry Christmas.
We love our Canadian friends.
All right, I'm going to dump him. I'm just doing this right there. We're still figuring out the technology here a little bit. Let's go. Oh, Dustin in Seattle. Dustin, that's you. Sorry about that.
That's interference from the Space Needle.
Let's say hi to John in Herndon, Virginia. Hi, John.
Hola, Miguelito.
Oh, Oscar, it's for you.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Hola, Roberto. Hola, Oscar. Hola, Bus.
Yeah, all right, that's enough of him. All right, thank you.
Maybe too much.
Maybe too much dollar store in him.
Let's go to Doug in Haddam. Doug in Haddam, Connecticut. Hi, Doug.
At least he's not working.
Hey, Mike, Connard.
Oh, bad connection, Doug.
Genuflexing at the altar of the radio gods.
Oh, God bless you. Wow. And you got a bad connection there, Doug, but Merry Christmas to you and yours, my friend.
Ask Santa for a modem.
Thank you. Thank you. You are so cruel.
It's so true, though.
We'll
That's
figure
exactly
this out.
What happens. It starts clipping.
Wait a minute.
I recorded a whole episode on Skype with Tech 411, and that was through the actual episode.
Kirk in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man?
It's going great. Real quick, Merry Christmas to you. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Just say happy holidays. Say hello to my little brother in Portland, Maine. And my favorite on the show is the Jewish guy.
Meltzer,
baby.
Oh! Lord Meltzer.
He is great.
That was
Mark.
Awesome.
Come
Let's
on
go
now.
To... Oh, man, we got a guy waiting for 23. People have waited for a long time.
Yeah.
John in Spokane, hello.
Hey, season's greetings from the great state of Washington.
Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Yeah, I guess Nancy Sinatra's pretty big in China, I guess.
Oh, don't worry, we have it in the vault.
Okay,
you know what? And while
he's gone, I'm
while
sorry.
I got him, I don't like season's greetings. I don't think it's very committal.
Let's
make
go
a
to
fist. Go Merry Christmas.
Joe in Houston. Hi, Joe.
Hello, boys. Joseph Jimenez here. How are you?
Hey, Joe
Joseph.
Jimenez.
Yeah.
Hey, you
buddy.
Hump. You are such a hump.
Your arch nemesis.
Yes, my nemesis is on
my
the phone.
Friend.
This is. I always call Joe Jimenez the man I cannot unfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He just gives you enough,
you
right? Yeah.
And speaking of that, you know what? I was reported on Facebook by our friend the Belcher.
Yes.
No.
You know who reported me for calling him an asshat, and he put it up on Facebook.
Oh,
and
this
was back in Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And he put it up
nice.
There. So I went in to log in, and I had to go through the whole logon. And he said, "You've been warned. We are deciding what to do. But if you want to, have this content stay on online." You want us to delete it, hit continue. And I deleted it.
Yes.
But is he trying to make trouble for us?
I'd love to invite them to look at some of his posts.
Belcher, you're messing things up. March is when we're going to do that big thing we talked about yesterday, all right? Don't shut it down before we do that.
There you go. Good
yeah.
stuff.
That
red bastard.
Yeah. All right, Joe, Merry Christmas. We appreciate
Chad
it.
Ram.
Hey, Mike, if you scroll down, I believe Tab Patterson's on the line.
Okay, let me say hi to Bill in Worcester, Bill in Worcester.
Just to let you know.
Thank you. Yeah. Incidentally, scroll down, I think, should be like from international locations. We'll get to Tab in just a second. Worcester, Massachusetts. Mike, let me see.
Holiday.
Dennis Murphy's calling, if you'd like to scroll down. Bill in Worcester, Massachusetts. How are you, Bill?
Good. How you doing, Mike? Thanks for not bumping me for Tab Patterson.
Our listeners are so savvy.
That was gold.
And now I got to take Tab's call after that. Not that it's any difficulty to take Tab's call.
No.
Bill, anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go? We are running so late. Go ahead.
No, just saying Merry Christmas from hometown of Grandma O'Mara.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Grandma O'Mara My grandmother was born in Worcester, Massachusetts, and
Made a fortune bootlegging.
We appreciate it. That's the other side of the family.
Sorry, buddy.
Where's Tab? I'm trying to find Tab down here.
Oh, he's the guy that's crying, Mike.
Tab.
Yeah. Look for the tears.
There's Tab. Okay, let's get him on the... Ladies and gentlemen, we go to Lexington, Kentucky right now. A Kentucky colonel himself and one of the best friends this show could ever have, Mr. Correct. Tab Patterson. How are you, Tab?
You know, I give and I give. And
Even with that kiss ass intro, I still couldn't get by it. How are you doing, Tab?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Festivus.
Festivus is the
Festivus. Festivus is today.
You've erected your aluminum pole.
Tab, I got to tell you this, my friend. Really, the photographs that you took at our 10,000 download party were incredible.
10 million.
And 10 million. And, you know, it was terrific that you came out
on the bus
to Iowa as well and did all the work for us. We are so grateful. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, my friend.
Mike, same to all you guys. You guys are fantastic.
Merry Christmas, Tab. Thank you.
Oh, so many. This is so tough. This is like everything. This is like when you do it on radio or you do it on this
show. Let's just keep going, baby.
Mike, blow off the vault. Let's take a break.
All right, we'll blow off the vault. We'll take a break. We're going to get to Lake Havasu, Arizona, Albuquerque, Palm Harbor, Florida, Hagerstown, Maryland, Cumberland, Maine.
Mike, if you scroll
Sacramento.
Down. If you scroll down.
Oh, F you.
We'll come right back with more right after this. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore.
LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. All right, let me go back up to the top. It's in no particular order here as far as when people have been. So I'm going to do wait time. And
that's
waiting for 20 minutes is...
Yes, stack them all by weight.
Ducky in Sacramento. Ducky, real quick, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hi.
Happy Hanukkah. And this is from the chat room.
Oh, that's great. And how did you get the name Ducky?
Everything's Ducky, meaning everything's good.
Yeah. I thought it was because... Don't you look like John Cryer? It's a pretty in pink reference.
Okay.
Never mind.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Let it be relevant.
Let's go to
really
Rob
things,
in Fairfax, waiting over a half an hour. Hi, Rob.
Merry effing Christmas from the Apple Store at Tyson's Corner.
The Apple Store, our favorite place.
Yay. Hey, Apple.
Speaking to you on that kind of technology right now. Rob, we look forward to seeing you in the new year when we have to come in and get more stuff.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you guys as well.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for everything, Rob.
We go to Lee. Lee is in Wichita. Lee is not in Wichita. We can't get Lee on. No, there she is. Lee, you're in Wichita. How are you?
There she is?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was... Sorry,
hello,
Lee.
I'm Lee.
Sorry about thinking
spelled
you were a woman,
like a
Lee.
Girl.
Yeah, I played the Catwoman.
Okay.
Yeah, is it really spelled...
How you guys doing?
Is it spelled L-E-I-G-H? Isn't that like Lee Merriweather?
God, no, it's not.
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Yeah. Zoolander's just hoping that it's spelled L-E-I-G. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Lee.
Wow.
Again, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you very much. You, let's go Take to Stacy in Lake Havasu. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Merry Christmas, and I just have to say thank you so much for doing this every day because you are my 1 hour plus of sanity in this crazy city.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
She sounds very
And you know
sexy.
How crazy Lake Havasu is.
Yeah.
I agree
with
you,
Oscar.
When
you live with an 85-year-old that's got dementia and Alzheimer's and all kinds of things, you know, life is just really fun.
You don't have to tell my friends.
Yeah, we work with Buzz every day, Stacey.
RJ wants to know if you have beautiful
hands.
Oh, come
on. Don't give Buzz a hard time. He's awesome.
Oscar's got a very relevant question, Stacey. RJ wants to know, do you have beautiful hands?
Yeah, I've been told so. They're kind of small, though.
Oh, no, he likes small.
But that's good.
I like a girl with small hands.
He like a small because it make him look big.
That's right.
Thank you, Stacey. Right. Thank you. Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas,
you.
Merry Christmas, Stacey.
Palm Harbor. We go to Palm Harbor, Florida. Hello.
Where's your harness track?
Hello.
Hello. Yesterday morning at 6:30, I pulled out of Winchester, Virginia. 16 hours later,
pulled into Palm Harbor, Florida, after listening to 13 This Week in America. It's the first 13 episodes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Wow. Hold on.
And you
Steve,
made it okay?
You are telling me that This Week in America got you from the D.C. area down to Palm Harbor, Florida?
Over 950 miles. I didn't even get tired once. I only had to stop for gas and bathroom breaks. And each of those episodes included episodes with you and Carla and your drum set. And Buzz was a guest of one of them. Right. I was a guest of one of them. Right. Oscar was a guest of one of them. Right. Got everything in, actually 13 hours because Mark keeps running the show over, so it's 16 hours worth of product for 13 episodes.
Steve, of all the principals on This Week in America, which one is your favorite?
Good question.
Oh, Mike's the leader.
Ah,
no, but I mean the cast.
No, he's gone.
La, 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 la,
sorry about that, Rob. I'd love to linger, Rob.
La, la, la. Thanks
we
for
must
calling,
move
Dad.
On.
Can't do that.
Dad.
Let's go
we
to
go to Lloyd in Maryland.
Loretta in Warren, Massachusetts. A lot of calls from Mass. How you doing, Loretta?
I am wonderful. Merry Christmas to my favorite gentleman.
Hello there.
Hi there.
How are you? What are you doing for Christmas, Loretta?
I am going to my niece's house.
Oh, that's wonderful, and we are delighted to have you on the show. Where is Warren, Mass? Is that outside of Boston?
No, you can picture it perfectly because we border Sturbridge, and I know you've been to Sturbridge Village.
Oh, yeah. Sturbridge Village was my little grade school field trip, and we'd go up and get candy and see the little farm animals, and some of us would have our way with them.
Some of those animals.
Wow. Of course, you were mostly focused on the candy.
That's right. Merry Christmas, Loretta.
Merry Christmas to you, boys.
That's good stuff.
So thank cheerful. You,
nice. Let me see. Now I'm going to go through and see some of the most, let me see. We've got Pottsville, Alabama. Uh-huh.
Well, that's where Buzz lives.
Let's find out. Dave in Pottsville, Alabama. Hello.
It's actually Huntsville, Alabama. But
Huntsville. Right next to Pottsville.
That's some
Zoolander. Thank you for he came in today to help out. We appreciate it.
Typing with those long bony fingers.
Really appreciate it.
How are things in Huntsville, Dave?
They're great. Love you guys, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Wichita. Say hi to Jim. Jim, how are you, my friend? Oop, couldn't get Jim on there. Let's take another Wichita caller. Ah. Neil, you're on the show. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Neil.
Hey, are you on your knees?
Going pretty good. Merry Christmas. All right, let's go to Dan gone. In Helena, Montana. Hello. Okay.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know I'm taking my victory lap. It's for my douchebag 30s. My birthday is next week, and I will be buying the DVD and a set of man crates.
For Dan and Helena, cool. Let's do it live for him right now. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You're low energy.
Happy birthday. There's your birthday greeting, Dan.
Man crates.
Thanks. I got one more question, though. Ooh. Will Robert Evans be doing the DVD commentary for the Road Trip DVD?
Oh,
it's quite a valid idea. It's a good question.
Is that an original idea?
We've talked about doing a commentary, but that would be
Robert
great.
Evans.
Because the original idea was to have RJ do it, but I like this even better.
The big question was whether we could do it.
I'd have to get that on a Blu-ray. It would take too long for us.
Thank you, sir. Dan, I love that idea. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Right, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
What would the opening sound like?
The boys weren't sure whether they could stop at Chicago, so they settled on Joliet. All right.
That's perfect.
Perfect. But, Mr. Evans, was it spectacular?
They found that Joliet was spectacular. You might remember Joliet from the Blues Brothers movies. That's where the boys came out of Joliet prison. Joliet prison's a shell of its former self, not even used anymore. What a great day. Then the next day, it was on to Coralville and the Steve and Tommy show. Spectacular. Let's go. Fort Meade, Maryland. Let's go to Robert. Hello, Robert. You're in our backyard. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah to Mark.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad for Oscar and RJ.
Thank you. RJ.
Thank you very much, Robert. We appreciate that.
I enjoy you guys every day.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Low energy.
Very kind. Hey, we can take low energy.
Just a bit.
Christy, Sacramento. Hello, Christy.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. It's awesome to talk to you.
We love you, too, Christy.
Pretty good talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas. And I also want to say to my husband, I love you, because he will be listening to this probably sometime this weekend.
What's your husband's name, Christy?
I love you, baby. His name is Kurt. He's being deployed after the first of the year. So I'm going to be loading up his iPod with the O'Meara shows to listen to on
Wonderful.
The long flight.
That's great.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Merry Christmas, Christy. We appreciate that.
Merry Christmas. More. Love you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let me see. We have, and I apologize. We'll do this again after the first of the year.
Good.
And
good.
I really, unfortunately, I think the local calls have been so strong this time around, blocking out a lot of the international calls. But thanks to everybody. Sorry we couldn't get all of you on the air. When we come back, it's Buzz's recap of 2011.
Nice.
Very brief, but we've just got a few more minutes left in the show. Thank you to all of you for your calls, and we will do another all-caller show early in 2012. Thanks very much for your calls. We'll come right back after this.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bell time, and jingle bell time.
Mark!
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Next time, you want me to turn your mic off for that, or is that okay? He's enjoying
the
song.
That's the one time he decides to do his...
Well, no, he's enjoying the movie.
It's like playing with a bad bass player on stage.
I think he actually is wearing a shirt that was owned by Bobby Helms.
Let's get right to it and bring Mr. Buzz Burbank in here with the news. Take it away, Buzzy.
The least favorite in some minds. Brought to you by Netflix. This holiday, give the gift of movies and TV shows. Instantly watch unlimited shows over the internet on all kinds of devices for as little as $7.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website. Now, in just a few moments, we will announce our choice for story of the year, but first, this recap of a wild 2011.
Well, did I hit the timpani too early?
A little too early. We'll bring that back a little later.
Sorry,
do you have a four-minute timpani?
But first, the recap.
And now, it's too early for it now.
Yeah, still a little too early.
Okay.
We were stunned in January at the attempt on the life of Arizona Representative Gabby Gifford. Yeah. Steve Jobs took a leave of absence from Apple, foreshadowing his passing later in the year. In February, Borders filed for bankruptcy and Verizon started carrying the iPhone 4. Police lab test confirmed that month that it was semen in a sample of yogurt offered to a woman in an Albuquerque grocery store.
That's interesting. Wow.
A New York woman that same month said the Nickelodeon video she'd bought for her little boys was not Go Diego Go. Instead, she says it was Bubble Butt Bonanza number 17.
Both great.
The manager of the Toys R Us told her, and he says, and I quote, "I'm just very, very surprised."
And Rob, while we're doing this, I'd like to shoehorn something in. I know
okay.
you.
Sure.
Just your pick your number one.
Yeah.
Pick your number one, and we'll do that right before Buzz
has
his number one.
Whatever you like. Whatever. Call
out.
I
will come up with something.
If you hear your favorite story, just call it out. In March, the earthquake and tsunami hit Japan. 11 nuclear reactors shut down there, and everybody held their breath.
That'd be my vote.
The new Republican majority in Wisconsin adopted a new law taking away collective bargaining rights from the state's public workers, including teachers. And we heard this from Pompano Beach, thank you, Florida. Based on a citizen complaint, police there arrested a man and a woman for engaging in a sex act inside a car parked behind a public swimming pool. This 34-year-old woman was apparently still giving this 41-year-old man that special favor at 8:45 Wednesday morning when the police arrived. The woman says she was just thanking the guy for doing her laundry. Wow.
Mike, can I have two? Can I have two if they're brief?
Buzz, you want him to take his two,
sure,
and then we'll get to your...
Okay,
just
brief, and I base this on what I liked, what you liked, and also what got a lot of votes. And I want to thank the hundreds, literally hundreds of people that sent me ideas.
This is not in the order of importance, right? This is what Rob believes is the funniest one and the best one.
Can I take a guess it's going to have you in this audio vault?
I'd like to guess that you can go f*** yourself. How'd I do?
Pretty good.
Tape number one.
Boys, thanks for giving me one of those to wrap the year up.
Tape number one is the greatest tenor fail in opera history.
Oh. That, I think I made you play that 11
times.
And
what I love about it is that I found the backstory. Apparently, the tenor is aware that it exists.
Right.
And he hates it.
One more time on that
one. Of course,
one. That's, that's always, you can't do that. Just that's awesome.
And then also, the one that was really dominant for the requests.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I hope he's well for the holidays, but Meatloaf had a bad year, and he collapsed during a concert.
Oh, I remember.
We have exclusive audio of Meatloaf, the pop singer, during his concert when he passed out. Let us go now to the tape.
Okay.
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Ooh. That was
Those
great.
Are my favorites.
You're a dumbass. That is fantastic.
I like the feedback.
All right, Buzz, take us home.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
By April, air traffic controllers were screwing up a lot. They were sleeping and watching movies instead of the radar, near missing with the First Lady. Congress was arguing over funding the FAA. Now, despite the prediction of a radio reverend, the world did not end in May.
That's right, Mike.
But he hauled in $100 million from poor, stupid people in the process. And we got these notes from the Home Office in June. Police in Naples, Florida figured out whom to arrest in a human biting incident because so few of the people at that party had teeth. In South Daytona, cops caught a burglar who'd stolen a 59-inch plasma TV because they spotted him carting it away on the handlebars of his bicycle. By August, it was clear Jerry Lewis had lost his job as head of the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon.
Sad.
Warren Buffett said we should tax the rich. It was late August when Washington, D.C. had a very surprising earthquake and the East Coast braced for Hurricane Irene. In September, the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and despite concerns, nothing bad happened unless you count the couple on Frontier Airlines causing alarm as they joined the Mile High Club on that very nervous date. It was early October when animals run amok from the Wild Animal Park in Ohio, and Muammar Gaddafi just plain ran as the Arab Spring continued into fall. A little bit of that spread to this country as the Occupy Wall Street movement heated up. We worried we wouldn't be able to get American Horror Story on DirecTV because of a dispute with Fox.
Are these the highlights, or was this every story of the year?
I
kid because
these
I
are the
lie.
Highlights. But you remember these moments?
Yes,
all,
I do.
We
yes.
all shared these together.
Absolutely.
I don't remember an earthquake.
By late October.
I do. I was on the bowl.
That's right. You were copping a squat.
I was on the toy.
Taking a growler. Robert calls it Big Potty.
Late October, we learned that Mr. and Mrs. Bernie Madoff had lamely attempted suicide, and by Halloween, we were all frightened by Nancy Grace's nipple. By early November, Herman Cain was dodging charges. He'd reached up some woman's skirt, but still held a lead over Mitt Romney, and we stopped asking and telling. In December, the war in Iraq ended, and lawmakers voted just in time to save the middle-class tax break and unemployment pay.
That's the last big one.
That's the last big story. It happened today, as
and,
a matter of fact.
And now,
so
do we
now
have...
we're caught up. We are ready to announce...
Oh, my goodness.
...the
this
big story of 2011.
All right. And you want us to vote?
You want to guess? You want to vote? Mm-hmm. You want to pick one?
I don't think, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and I this is not funny, but right. I think it's true, in my opinion, it would be the tsunami in Japan. Mm-hmm. I don't think there could be any bigger story.
A huge
That's
story.
Epic. I would say the Arab Spring.
Mm-hmm. Arab Spring
also
with
a
huge Gaddafi
yes.
getting murdered and all
I
that.
Think it's probably the release of our DVD.
Rob Spiewak's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Be hard to top that.
Any vote?
Well, I'll just because it's expected, I'll say Steve Jobs.
RJ, would you like to
Another
weigh
good
in?
Choice.
Well, I didn't have to.
No, I'm done.
Great story.
I'd like to vote on buttercream frosting.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the top story of 2011.
The number one story of 2011.
Yes.
I didn't die of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yet.
Nice.
Yet.
And we didn't get Buzz's Santa story. Maybe we can get back. Maybe we can do that when we come back.
I'd like that.
On behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, we still would like to remind you all that you should do your shopping through Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you very much. Right. And that our DVDs will be for sale. And for those of you that wanted it in your hot little hands, we hope you got it on time.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that decided you didn't want to get it in your hot little hands, but you still want to see it, we're going to make it available to you after the first of the year in a different form.
That's right.
That will, you know, all of you nerd nicks that all you have is a keyboard.
That may have extras.
Know. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. So, hey, for everybody on the show, really, yes. What a great year. It's been
Thank
another
you.
Successful year
Amazing.
Of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our best to you and your families. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. Happy Festivus. And we will see you on, I believe, January 3rd.
I believe yep. that's right.
We will be back live with a brand new show and bigger and better things, including another road trip in 2012,
right.
folks.
Nice.
And don't forget, new content on the website while we're gone,
yes.
so check back every day.
That's right. If you want to see us drinking, which we know you like, between Christmas and New Year's, well, we get plenty drunk for you.
Yes, yeah. we do.
Should be a lot of fun. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and see you next year, everybody.
Merry Bye-bye. Christmas.
We love you. Thank
Thanks
you.
For everything. Happy holidays.
We're back. Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right. You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a treat! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
2 days left for Christmas shopping, 2 days left to fill the stocking, 2 days left for Christmas shopping, only got 2 days more, only got 2 days more.
Hi there! Only two more shopping days till Christmas. If you haven't finished your shopping, then listen to this.